invite your attention to the reading of our scripture. It has been recorded in the Gospel of Luke, the 9th chapter. I shall begin reading with the 10th verse. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethesda. But the crowds learning about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowds away so that they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." And he replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all of this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to the disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to set before the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Amen. Let us bow for a moment of silent prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Absolutely fantastic. Almost unbelievable. Except it was Jesus. And you know, we've kind of come to expect things like that from him. We've seen it at other times. He spoke to a blind man, he received his sight. He reached out and touched a leper, he was cleansed. He commanded the evil spirit to come out of a man, he was set free. He spoke to a boisterous wind, "Be quiet." And there was a great calm. A woman reached out and touched the hem of his garment, and she was healed. But on this occasion, it was different. See, he took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and he blessed it and broke it and gave it to the people. And more than 5,000 people ate. Not just a taste here and there, but they all ate until they were satisfied. That miracle must have had special meaning for his disciples. That's true because this is one miracle that is recorded in all 4 Gospels. And it did have meaning to them because they saw it as a sign of the provision that Jesus would make for his people. You know, this miracle comes alive for you and me today when we see it as a sign of what he continues to do for you and me as we come to him in faith. Look at it like this. What did those disciples have to offer to those people? Nothing. Man, they looked up and saw them coming, the blind and the lame, the destitute, the lost. They threw up their hands in despair, and they said, "Lord, send them away." Jesus answered, "No. You give them something to eat." And he commanded his disciples to have these people sit down in groups of 50. And then he took the bread and the fish, and he broke it, and he blessed it, and he gave it to his disciples to set before the people. And all ate and were satisfied. Isn't that what happens today? We come here at Central Church and we look up and we see all of these folk coming. Lonely, miserable, discouraged, hurt, lost, and we are overwhelmed. Lord, the needs are too many and the resources are too few. Send the crowd away. And Jesus answered, "No. Bring them to me." And we have come to understand, if the church cannot meet the needs of people, at least we can invite people to come and stay, knowing that Jesus can do what man cannot do. See, that's a part of the meaning of this Lord's table. The church can provide the setting in its small resources. It's the Lord of the church who will use it. See, the hope of our world is not in this bread and cup, but it's in Him who is the bread of life. And He makes this table His supper. And He comes to provide for His people. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, He looked into heaven and blessed it and broke it and gave it to His disciples to give to the people. And all ate and were satisfied. You know, if that physical miracle is staggering, it pales into insignificance in light of the greater miracle. Ever since that day, Jesus has been feeding all who will come to Him in faith. Picture the needs represented in this congregation this morning. There's one whose spirit is broken and on whose face hopelessness is written. Yonder is another who has lost his job. He's filled with anxiety. There's one who carries a grudge and it's blinded his soul. Here is one who has lost the battle with temptation and has fallen into deep sin. There's one whose faith is staggered. They're not certain that they're going to make it. Everywhere we look, there is a craving for the peace and the pardon of God, a longing for His fellowship and for His power. But you see, that's what happens every time we meet Him at His table. He comes to provide for our needs. That one who is burdened with anxiety comes. He finds that the promise is fulfilled. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Peace I give you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. That person who is carrying a grudge comes, and he knows that that grudge must go. Love your enemy. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. This is my commandment, that you love one another. That man who has lost his job comes and he hears the Lord. Do not be anxious about what you're going to eat or drink, about your body, what you're going to put on. Look at the birds. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father takes care of them. Aren't you much better than they? The person who has been defeated with temptation comes. And here's the Apostle Paul. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For He has been tempted in all points like as we have, yet without sin. Therefore, He is wonderfully able to help us when we are tempted. Whoever you are this morning, know that Jesus has what you need. I'm not at all certain how you have come this morning. What is deep in your own heart and spirit? The hurt, the heaviness, the loneliness, the sin, the desperation. But whatever it is, the Lord Jesus has the answer. And as we come to His table, He will meet you exactly where you are, and He will provide His grace and His provision, and you will be made whole. And He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He looked up into heaven and blessed it, and He broke it, and He gave it to His disciples. And they set it before the people. all ate and were satisfied. As you come to eat at the Lord's table, I trust that you will leave this place satisfied.